Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coming to you live from Alola's Battle Royale Dome, it's the one, the only Puckle Battlecast.
Hello and welcome to episode 24 of the Battlecast. I am your host, Seth Vilo, here to talk about the crazy stuff that has happened in the last month. I am incredibly excited, and I'm so excited that I brought two extra people on here to talk about it with me. So, naming them off, someone who's been on Battlecast a couple of times before, say hello to Claude9.
Hello!
Excellent. You said it to yourself. I don't know why I asked the listeners to say this.
I don't know. I was being a listener, listening in and saying hello to me, saying hello back to them.
I mean, you are technically a listener at this moment. So, I mean, let's say hello to our other listener, Mr. Linian.
Hi, I'm a human mirror test.
Fantastic. Do I look good? I don't know what a mirror test is. Anyway.
It's where you stick a mirror under someone's
mirror,
nose.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Is Seth the stalliest of them all?
Yeet. The answer is most of the time, yes. Dab on the haters. Got 'em. Yeet. Hello, fellow kids. I've got all the expressions.
Are we hip now?
We stand? Am I using that correctly? We stand.
Scat, 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 skratadu, faludadu. So
I'm a scat man?
Exactly. But anyway, let's move on from that. And what have you guys been up to? It's been a while since both of you have been on an episode of Battlecast, at least. I know that Linian's been on the main show recently. Claude, how have you been? It's been a long time since you've made a vocal appearance anywhere.
Yeah, I've been busy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, real life kind of took over for a while. But, you know, I'm having fun now that everything has died down. I get to play more Pokemon, and that's really all that matters.
Yeah, and with those crazy raids happening now that just launched...
I better start raiding again.
An hour ago?
An hour ago, as of recording. We're recording this rather late, folks, so Pokemon Day has already started in Japan, and when you hear this, it will have started like 5 hours ago. It's great. But
yeah, I just finished up a draft league I was in for Gen 7 that ended like 2 weeks ago, but a little late.
A little late indeed.
Yeah.
For Gen 7 2 weeks ago.
It was following the football schedule, so.
Oh, okay. Okay, that works. That's fun.
Yeah.
That's pretty fun. I'm looking forward to whenever we figure out whatever we're doing at draft. Sword and Shield changed so many things, and it made it so much more difficult.
And we're going to have our own crazy thing
yeah.
at some point, at some time in the year.
Exactly. And I am excited for whenever it happens. But, Linian, what have you been up to? It's been a while since you've been on Battlecast, like I said a minute ago.
I have been learning Battle Spot singles. I would not say I have been succeeding at Battle Spot singles.
Is it just hyper offense over and over again?
No, there is more give to it. A lot of it is, it actually plays more into my strengths as far as like what you're expected to do. Counterplay is what I'm trying to pick up. Because it instead of it being, instead of like good old Smogon where there's 700 people playing balance and telling you there are other styles. This is 700 people playing offense and telling you that there are different styles, but this time they're actually right. So really, it's just a mixture of like you bring like four or five things that you're like, I can build a choir to this, and then you have answers. And then you just, it's fun. It's fun. It's a very different beast. I didn't think that 6v6 and 3v3 was going to be as big of a mind shift as it was, but it turns out, even if they brought something that counters it, if they didn't bring their countered pick, you just win. So
how does Obstagoon do? Because that's all that matters. Okay, I'll take that.
Okay.
It's not the worst option.
Well, of course, you could pick Maractus.
Yikes. Shots fired.
Oshawott is coming for you.
Exactly.
This is where I do the snap and the finger guns, but since they can't see me, they'll just hear me say this. Yeah.
They heard the snap.
Oh, Oshawott
will
see
you. Unless I edit it out. He sees you when you're sleeping. But anyway, that's kind of a... We've got a weird show lined up for you today, a little bit. It's out of the norm of what we normally do on Battlecast, because right now, normally we would jump into tier time, then go into the topic. But as you saw clicking on this, we're talking about home and its overall overarching effect, and then its individual effect on each of the tiers. And what we wanted to do was kind of give each tier the time that is due to it, and do overarching what you think home really brings to the table, what to actually look for, and then dive into how it affects each individual tier. So what we're going to do is we're going to split it. We're going to have two segments here to listen to. The first one's going to have three tiers. The second one is going to have two. And keep a listening. It'll be a great time. We're going to transition to tier time number one.
It's tier time.
And welcome back to Tier Time Part 1. And before we really kick it off into diving into an individual tier, we wanted to hit on the big level some of the things that are coming out of home. And contrary to what I was low-key hoping, nothing got a moveset reset when it landed in Sword and Shield. So it maintained all of its moves from before, with the exception of that list of moves that just do not operate at all in Sword and Shield. Things like Return, Frustration, Hidden Power, those are not part of this, but all the other moves are completely legal. So some of the big ones that we wanted to touch on, and I'll start off with just an example. Everything basically from before Generation 8 now has access to Toxic, which lost its status as a TR or a TM this generation. So it made that a very precious thing. For example, Gastrodon lost its niche over being slightly more bulky than Seismitoad a little bit. Because Seismitoad has Toxic, it's a lot more oriented to being on a lot more teams. It also gets Stealth Rock, but that's kind of a separate thing. But that made Gastrodon two levels lower than Seismitoad instead of just one. Now it has Toxic back. Defensive Pokemon in general have a way to fight back against anything in front of them, really, that isn't a poison or a steel type, and that changes a lot of matchups that up to this point have been just completely one-sided against the defensive thing. So it's something you have to be mindful of.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yes and no. It does change counters a lot. Like the fact that Mandibuzz was basically a 100% switch into Aegislash. Now it's not, because Subtoxic has returned from the ashes of the Shadow Realm.
And no one's happy about it.
I mean, I am, but that's just because
no
I'm
one asked you.
The devil, so.
Let me qualify that statement. No one worth listening to is happy about that.
Wow. Yikes.
Eek.
Get off my show. I'm kidding. So, Linian, what's another move that is incredibly notable that came from this home release?
Well, Seth, I'm glad you asked. Fitting in that whole little niche of moves that are just now ubiquitous, we have Knock Off. Because, of course, we have Knock Off again. Bisharp has it, so it's now gone from bad to great.
Okay.
It wasn't bad, but, you know, Bisharp really wanted Knock Off. It really, yeah. just does.
It was hurt by two things, both of which were fixed with home.
Yes.
But yeah. Continue on.
Things like Bisharp are picking it back up. It's already started to shift some of the lower tiers around as things having it. It's just too much. It's pushing him over. We've finally got it back on the big honking clown nose guy with two concrete pillars, Conkelder. Obstagoon's gone.
It's not gone. It's still useful. It's just more niche
just
now.
Hurt.
In OU.
And of course, you know, you can't forget the everyone's favorite knockoff user, Reuniclus. Knockoff being back basically just means that items aren't safe anymore. This is particularly crippling if your name is Galarian Corsola. That thing is going to just drop. I don't think it'll stay UU for long. I don't know where it's going to settle, but it's not. It's just crippled by that.
Mm-hmm. A lot of just Eviolite in general is crippled by this, because there's no, with Gen 8 getting rid of both Z-Crystals and Megastones, there's nothing that can absorb a knockoff anymore, except Sticky Hold, but who's going to run that? And maybe Airmail, if that mechanic still exists, but I don't even think that item's in the game.
No, it doesn't. So, essentially, if you click knockoff, your opponent loses an item if you don't die. That's just how it works. There is nothing you can hold that won't drop, so unless you're getting really clever and running acrobatics or unburden,
Halucha.
Justified.
I guess you can. You'll still lose your items. You're just not. I guess you'll get the attack boost to make up for it, and hopefully that's enough. And you're gonna like it. Knockoff's back. Have fun.
Yep, that's a big one. Claude, take the next one.
All right, the next one we have is Defog, everyone's favorite hazard removal. The big notable things, at least from this, at least in my mind, are the Rotoms and Mew. Because Rotom, now with, what, Heat, Mo, and Wash all being, like, very good OU, they all now get access to a very good support move in Defog. Not only that, but you have mons like Mew, the catch-all of whatever you want it to be. Now can defog, which is, I guess, good for Mew. You also have things like Hydreigon that gets defog now, and Mantine gets it back, Zatu, a lot of the flying types get it back, which is nice. It's good to see them finally being represented.
Mantine now having defog and Roost in the same generation. Kind of gross. But
it had that
cool.
Last generation, too.
Yep, as of last generation,
it had them.
But now it's got it back.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it got it back.
Great.
It's nice. I mean, it has a niche in, I think, Arya.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mantine is surprisingly good in a lot of tiers. In OU right now, it's surprisingly good with both of its abilities, Swift Swim and Water Absorb. And in the lower ones, it's catching a little bit of momentum because it's got this move back. A lot of things are opened up with Defog, and it's also the other half of why Bisharp is good again. Because with so many more things getting Defog, it has that many more opportunities to come in and snag a Defiant boost. And it also just changes a lot of teams in general, because previously, your OU, for example, hazard removal options were Excadrill and Corviknight.
Yep.
That was kind of it, really. And I guess there was Hatterene for control, but for removal, it was kind of just those two. Now the door is just wide open. You can actually counter hazard stacking a lot more easily now, which is a big deal. And so to kind of wrap up as far as some of the moves, there are so many moves, guys, that came out just with home again that are back that we just don't have 100% of time to go over every single one, but these are the big, big, big ones. And a couple more that we wanted to hit were just a little bit more utility-based. So we've got Heal Bell coming to a lot of things, especially the Eeveelutions.
Yeah, Sylveon is now really good.
Yeah, Sylveon got it a reason to run it over Clefable again, because that was kind of starting to be the direction that things were going, because Clefable had aromatherapy, Sylveon
Umbreon's seeing a lot more play now because of it as well.
Yep, and Flareon has a fourth move it can run. Like, the Eevees are fantastic with it, and a lot of other things get Heal Bell as well.
And speaking of Clefable, it's picked up Soft Boiled if you've got it from Gen 3, or someone who made you one from that thing from Gen 3.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's got soft boiled back, and Clefable continues to be basically the best Pokemon in OU. So
it's, no, that's that no.
No. Off and on. I mean, it's definitely up there. It's definitely worthy of being an S rank.
Oh yes,
now,
it's very, it's very, very good. I just don't think it's the best.
Mm-hmm. It can do a little of everything, and it's even got teleport now. If you really need a wish passer, and you really need to guarantee that your next receiving wisher gets that wish, use teleport because it has negative priority.
I mean, mm-hmm. kind of hard to argue with
Fun.
That logic.
Yeah, but yeah, a lot of things also got roost. A lot of things that lost their healing move got it back. Things like Mew, Togekiss didn't have Roost in its moveset until now. Hydreigon got it back, so if your strategy was to wear it down, doesn't work anymore. A lot of lower tier things, a lot of flying types, just all over the place. Kind of like Defog, got an ability to heal themselves again, which is fantastic. So that's kind of the summary of the big moves we wanted to hit. So now we want to dive a little bit into the actual tiers themselves, how they're currently faring, how home has influenced them, and what kind of changes we might expect to see with some of the movesets that we're getting now. So we're going to start from the bottom this time, because we've got a brand new tier as of the first of this month, and that is NU. It is now currently in alpha, and the next month, the 1st of March, they'll exit alpha, become a full tier of themselves, and we'll finally have a PU tier. That'll be the final one, and on April 1st, that will exit alpha, and we will have all of our tiers back in place and all divided based on usage stats. But right now, the bottom tier is NU, so there's some interesting Pokemon in here. Some of the ones just kind of off the top that are really good down here are Rhydon is really good for Stealth Rock. There's another good Eviolite user.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Toxicroak for sweeping. We've got some of the Rotom forms that are not washing machines, lawnmowers, or toasters.
Fans and freezers, mostly.
Fans
and freezers, and just poltergeists. Yep, the base form is pretty good, too. A lot of this, all the Silvally, basically, are down here. There is one interesting thing, though, that not so much from home, but from Gen 7 in general. Now that we finally have a tier that it can kind of live in, I never thought I would say this. Unpheasant is good.
It's just not bad.
A Pokemon featureless. Seth just said it was from Gen 7.
Yeah.
Wow. Good job, me. It's from Gen 5. I think meaning like the transition from Gen 7 to now. Because it got a new move thanks to TRs, and that move is Brave Bird. It did not have this move up until now.
Silly.
It's ridiculous. And now it can actually run an effective choice band set, mm-hmm. because between that and U-turn and a couple other moves it gets, it's actually a threat now that it's down in the tier where it belongs.
It's a threat in NU.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they needed a strong bird, I guess. I mean, a lot of them are a little bit higher just because flying is such a good coverage move.
Strong birds are always good, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And
thoughts go out to Murray there, dealing with good birds.
But, yeah, Voltturn down here is fantastic because you've got all the Silvallies, and they can all run U-turn. They can, I think, all run Volt Switch, and obviously Parting Shot as well is a thing for it.
I mean, if one
so
of them
you can bounce
it,
all over the place.
Yeah.
It could be a worse time to be a bird.
Down at NU, though, we do have something that I wanted to mention that is starting to make a name for itself.
Mm-hmm.
And that is Cursola.
Oh, yeah.
140-something special attack, decent special defense. Sure, it can't hit you quickly, but you'll die if it does. So
yeah.
We've got a Rhydon. It has Giga Drain. It still does enough. It is monstrous. Shadow Ball,
uh-huh.
Earth Power, Scald, Giga Drain, Hydro Pump, Ice Beam. This thing has the move pool other Pokemon would kill for?
Oh, yeah.
It's just so slow it can't really punch too high above NU. But here, pair it with Haunter, because there are things that check it. But pair it with Haunter, the two of them basically get to play Ghost Boys and just thump opposition.
Thump.
Yeah. Ghost is real hard to resist, especially down here.
Well,
and
it's hard to resist everywhere, though.
Yeah. And it's just crazy. The two of them together, you know, Kursula is the nuclear bomb and Haunter is the cleanup fighter jet, just ready to come in and fix everything, knock out the last things that Kursula left kind of just shaking. Kursula is scary, and it's got that really weird ability that you can just, you know, suicide it, and now their sweeper's gone. Just it's such a cool ability if you just are in a bad place.
I had been playing just a little bit of NU when I this was earlier the week. I was like, oh, this is an alpha, I'll try it. I saw Kursula, I threw it on my team, and I had two Pokemon and my opponent had one, so I won. I didn't have to do anything. I switched in Kursula, it took a hit, and then I just clicked the not die button for the rest of the fight.
That's all I did. Is so fun.
Can it be your own undoing? Yes, if you're bad. It can be the rope to hang yourself. But if you're careful, it's very good.
Yeah, absolutely. A couple other noteworthy things down here. One cool one that's just if you want to be spicy. Vikavolt got sticky web, so that's kind of cool. Togedemaru is down here. It's actually a decent scarfer. It can continue that bouncing all over the place. Cofagrigus, the regular one, is a really good one down here. It stops spinning, which isn't as bad now because now there's defog as well, but it's kind of cool. It can stack its own hazards in addition to blocking just actual physical spinners. Kind of neat. One other one that I'm personally excited for that I don't think is going to last too long down here. Some of the things with home as well as moves is hidden abilities that were otherwise unavailable.
Yes.
And can you read my mind, Claude, and tell me what hidden ability I'm excited for down here?
Well, is it
certainly
simple?
Read the document.
I think it's a simple one.
It's a simple one, that's for sure. And that is simple Swoobat, because previously you'd run Calm Mind on this thing to get +2/+2. They decided it was a good idea to give this Pokemon Nasty Plot as a TR in Gen 8. So now you can just walk in, Nasty Plot, I'm at +4. Goodbye. It's gross.
And then next turn, a fun one. I think Calm Mind, and then Storm Power.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's so fun looking. And, you know, I think it got Roost back too. Why not? If it was missing it in the first place, I don't know.
Probably.
I don't believe it was, actually. I think it had it for Meg Move.
No.
Gotcha. Yeah. I don't know my Swoobat.
Yeah.
Forgive me.
It's not something I've brushed up on quite a bit.
Yeah. So, to pull something off of the spice rack here, just to give you an alternative idea, because Rhydon is fantastic. It's good. It's down here. It's been noteworthy in lower tiers for a long time now. But if you really want to spice things up, not use Rhydon, and have something that fulfills that niche, but in a different way, you've got Sandaconda now, which is kind of really fun.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Claude. It's got some really cool moves that are, you know, snake-like. Number one is Glare, because yellow magic is the best thing in this game. And it's also the worst thing in this game. Paralysis is just dumb because that 30% paralysis rate can just hurt you if you need to time your moves perfectly. That's why you see things in OU like Hydreigon running it, because it may not be able to kill the Clefable/Sylveon, but if it can paralyze it at the exact moment it needs, it's fantastic. And Sandaconda can do that. Rhydon cannot. It can also use its ability Shed Skin to just, you know, now that Toxic is everywhere again, it's gonna absorb one at some point in the game, and all of a sudden it just didn't. It's kind of fun. Other moves that it got are, one of my favorite moves, the more and more I think about it, is Body Press, which...
Why do you say
awesome.
That?
It's a fantastic move, and it's such a cool thing for something that has like 120 base defense, because it's a fighting type move that goes off of your own defense as opposed to your attack stat. So the bulkier you are, the more damage you do. Imagine that, me liking that sort of a move.
But does that help it at all in you?
It does. It lets it hit some things, I guess. And in conjunction with Earthquake, it's kind of fun. It means flying kind of sucks, but it's cool.
Okay.
It can also, you know, run an item. Rhydon will have more, like, bulk to it. It just, you know, Eviolite. But Sandaconda isn't quite as crippled when it comes to knockoff. And let's say you want to run Leftovers or something. Hmm. Heavy-duty boots, I joke. you can run something else without... You're not locked into that. And there's still a bit of a question mark that someone's going to have when they see Sandaconda. Or if they see Rhydon, it's Eviolite.
Yeah.
Why are you not running Eviolite if you're running something other than Eviolite?
Mm-hmm. And obviously it has Stealth Rock too. So it does Rhydon's job. But yeah, that's kind of NU in its current state and a couple things that came from it. Knockoff is scary here, just like it is everywhere. So, especially down here when you're going to start seeing a lot of not fully evolved things just to fill the tier out, because that's just how it is in those tiers right now. So knockoff is a lot more powerful down here, in a sense, than up in higher tiers. So we are going to move on and move up the ladder to RU. So, Claude, what's a big thing that just happened here recently in RU?
Well, the big thing that happened in RU is that they banned four Mons straight to...
All at once, too, right?
Yeah, all at once to RUBL, I think. Is it RUBL? Yeah.
Yep.
RUBL.
I imagined, yeah.
And those being Barbarical, Pangoro, Shiftry, and Sigilyph. Now, the big thing with RU, at least from what I've seen, is that weather is out of control.
Yeah.
And I think that's the reason why Shiftry got banned, particularly, because...
Absolutely.
weather is awful. But, I mean, you have things like Pangoro that can just break everything, especially now that it gets close combat, which is really nice.
Oh, yeah, and it has Scrappy, too, so close combat isn't stopped by anything.
Yep.
Yep.
Ugh.
Exactly.
It was stopped by your opponent's skull.
maybe not even then.
Eek gad. But yes. So Pangoro is a monster. You have Shiftry, which is the Sun team that's now fast, has priority. Sigilyph is just an annoying little totem pole.
Sigilyph can do everything.
It really can. It's like Mew Lite almost, in a way.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like Mew and Celebi, not Celebi, wow, Clefable put together a little bit. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
I know I was gushing about it last Battlecast, and they've finally taken action on it in one of the tiers. I think that'll be the only action taken on it. I don't think Mew is too upset by it.
Not even close.
No, not close.
Yeah. But it's kind of like you said, Mew and Clefable put together in one Pokemon, and it's just fun. It's cool. It can do so many things.
Yeah. And, like, it can be as tanky as you want it. It can spread status very well. It can defog. It can be offensive. It can pretty much do everything you need. And it's just too much for RU at the current moment.
It's like a Pokemon that can do anything, and looking at its moves doesn't really tell you what it does. And seeing it in Team Preview doesn't help at all. It's like that's a bad thing.
Yeah, I know.
it's like a flying type that has an ability. I'll stop.
Oh my.
Yeah. So.
Oh my.
From Gen 5. I'll stop.
I mean, the other big thing in the tier right now is Goodra, because it's the same way where it's a jack of all trades and it's bulky. Mm-hmm. So, and then it has great abilities with Sapsipper to stop all the other grass types that are down there.
Anka's plume is just huge down
here. I know,
so
isn't it great?
Yeah, I sure. Of course, you're excited about that.
Of course, I'm excited about it.
And I think Goodra's got good enough special attack that you can just
fire blast it. Yeah,
take advantage of its just bulk and slap specs on it and just go to town. It can probably Oko like everything down there, and it's got coverage for days.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And if we're talking about a wall core with that, I mean, Goodra has Sapsipper and can be a big counter to Vileplume, which is an incredible physical wall down here. Mm-hmm. Especially when you pair that with something like Gigalith, which is with in the sand becomes a monster and very difficult to deal with.
Oh yeah, it has Sandstream. Yes. I'd forgotten about that. I suck.
Forgot about that little Gen 7 tweak where they said, remember this Pokemon? Yeah, it's good now.
Yeah, it was even less than Gen 7. I think it was in Gen 6 because I didn't realize this until looking at some stat stuff. Gigalith got a special defense boost. It's a rock type that actually has good special defense and HP at the same time.
At the same time?
At the same time.
Who would have thought?
It used to have 70 special defense and 85 HP. That didn't change. But the special defense in Gen 6 jumped to base 80.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually a good mixed wall.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Especially with the sandstorm boost.
And with sand. Goodness gracious. I forgot about that. Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm. It's real hard to kill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aryu is always known as that tier with a bunch of like big bulky things that just hit. Or take hits. One of the two.
Yeah.
And
Gigalith can do a little of all that. Goodness gracious. I didn't realize how good this thing was until you pointed out sand. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's why it is good.
Yeah.
Yep. I couldn't think of anything off the top of my head, and I just repeated myself.
Congratulations.
Yep.
You win the prize.
No, but I mean, Silvally got Defog, which I forgot to mention before, but it's back, yeah. And this is where you start to see some Silvallys running around, because A, Defog, B, Parting Shot, C, Arceus Light.
Yeah. Steel-type is good here again, as it kind of was last gen, so.
Mm-hmm.
And it also has the buffed multi-attack that's now base 120 power, so it can actually do a good chunk of damage.
Oh yeah.
And if it's steel type, it can do it to Gigalith effectively.
Exactly. So there's a lot that RU has. I think it's shifted quite a bit, and it's going to keep shifting. I know people want weather to leave because you can run almost any weather and it's very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah. I feel like this one hasn't really felt in what we could find in our researching, experimenting, as far as trends go, this one hasn't really felt a lot of influence from home quite yet, but it will come.
No, especially because we have the big shake of basically the big four gone.
Right. Yeah, they're trying to adapt to those right now, and they haven't really felt that Silvally got Defog, as an example.
No, and
but
I'm
it'll come.
Noting a bunch of things that just don't have, like, that now have Toxic. That didn't happen before, or knockoff. So you have all these different things coming in, and with a new tier, basically, it's the wild, wild west out here.
Mm-hmm.
It's the wildest.
And
trying.
What better for the wild west than something off the spice rack? So,
oh gosh.
Because one thing came along that can crack open Vileplume and Gigalith pretty effectively. And that is the fact that Escavalier got close combat this gen with TRs. So slap a choice band on Escavalier, close combat the Gigalith, Mega Horn the Vileplume, and other moves for coverage. Iron Head and probably Knockoff.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably one that it can get and just use effectively.
Yeah, so it can break really well. Spicy. Maybe not immediately, but make a couple of good predictions or just throw a couple knockoffs out there, and eventually things are just slowly going to whittle down.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So we are going to move up to the last tier that we're going to cover in this segment. And Linian, tell me about the thing that happened just a few days ago in UU.
The monsters killed my baby.
The monsters killed my baby.
They had three bans. They banned Diggersby. Mm-hmm. They banned Durant. They banned Weavile. So Diggersby and Weavile, they got knockoff. That too much. That was just too much in their minds. Durant had some good setup and had stab, hustle, first impression. So, you know, a delete button for whatever the opponent had in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's priority. That's disgusting.
Yep. There was no way around it. You were getting obliterated, and you were going to just let that happen.
I do want to say, though, that Weavile, out of those three, was the only one that was not unanimously banned. There were a couple of people that thought that Weavile should be suspect tested or should be kept in and then retested later. And we may see that happen in the future.
the reason I joke that they killed my baby here is because, as everyone who has played a match against me knows, I don't play so much aggressively as I play a bunch of hammers falling out of a plane.
Oh my gosh.
And that's about the directness and subtlety with which I often play. And honestly, at this point, they've banned a lot of the threats. There are some people who are like, well, if they ban Haxorus and Mamo, that's all of the attackers. That's just all of them.
I don't think they're going to ban both.
They probably won't, but Stahl and Defense are just getting real big, real fast.
Well, that's when they bring back things from OU, like some of the mons they had banned originally, and that are in BL right now. Like, I'm curious to see, like, didn't Hawlucha fall? Or isn't Hawlucha...
It was banned.
It was banned from UU, but now I wonder how it would face in UU.
We'll see if they ever let that test happen. Umbreon is happy about home. It got Toxic. It got Heal Bell. Doublade is very sad about home.
Yeah, it was their only S rank now here recently once they made a little update to something. I don't think it's going to stay there for much longer.
Oh, God, no.
No, knockoff exists.
Exactly. And another thing that's just fantastic and will probably just bump up because, again, like you said with home, Milotic was already really good.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just even better, all just with one move, Toxic, because it was just so passive it couldn't do anything back. Now it can fight back and just recover stall you for days. And if you Toxic it, cool, thanks. You got me a Marvel scale or something like that. You know, any kind of status. If it catches another Milotic Scald and gets the burn, that's even better for it.
The other big thing I see with those three being banned is what do you switch into Chandelure besides Umbreon?
Yeah.
Like, Shadow Ball hits almost everything hits everything either neutrally or for super effective damage, and Chandelure is not a mon that you can take lightly.
No.
No.
No, and Milotic gets bopped by Energy Ball, so.
But with this, we'll probably see Glissapod rising.
Belly Drum line.
We'll probably see Glissapod rising as the new first impression mon.
That's true. That's the new thing, unless some other weird stuff gets first impression, like...
Surfetched gets it.
I couldn't think of its name. I couldn't think of its name, but yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one to grab it. Another really good thing is just Specs Gardevoir. Now that a lot of those big, ugly things that were going to crack it open are gone, that were faster than it, like Durant, it didn't really care about Gardevoir. Weavile didn't either. And now Specs Gardevoir is kind of taking off as a wall breaker.
I don't think there's a very bulky defensive steel type in the tier. Is there? Besides,
there's
Dewblade
a couple
that can take.
There's things like Bronzong is down here as well as, and you could bring Sylvally that was used last gen in UU a couple times. Yeah. There are others that I'm sure we're not thinking of, and others that will probably make it down here soon enough that we'll talk about after the segment break. But yeah, there's a lot going on down here, and Gardevoir is kind of crazy. Milotic and Deblade are crazy far as defensive stuff. Even Deblade is offensive.
Hippowdon is really good here. It's just bulky. Mantine is really good here, too.
Yeah, especially now.
Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see how this shakes up, but...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm looking at just all of the mons that are in the A-plus rank right now. You can easily build a team with those six mons and not worry about a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't sound so sad, Linian. Things
will
happen.
There should always be things to worry about.
Well, yeah.
Things will happen.
There should always be fear.
Oh, yeah. There
should always.
You have to always be feared because there's so much power here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just look at all the aggressive mons that are, like, left. You have things like Chandelure, Mamoswine, Noivern, Rhyperior strong, Haxorus is strong, Sirfetch'd.
There are options.
What do you have for a well-played Sirfetch'd, sir?
Well, speaking of that, let's go to the spice rack.
Absolutely, and to no one's surprise, I'm gonna pull this one off the spice rack. I like this particular spice. Life Orb 3 attacks for Reuniclus.
Is that really spicy?
It is spicy-ish, because it's like budget Gardevoir, except it can switch moves and doesn't take damage.
It's and spicy now because, you know, vanilla's a spice.
Exactly. Vanilla is a spice, gosh. And Reuniclus is my vanilla as much as it is other people's air.
Speaking of which, I'm making my own vanilla extract in my, like, cupboard.
Cool.
Yikes. Fun. That is awesome.
Yeah.
We'll have it on the spice rack when I talk about Landorus Therian come next fall.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, tune back in for the November battle.
Tune
cast.
In in November.
I'll be back.
Tune in November.
Today in the Spice
we'll
Rack,
all
it's
drinking.
All the sets you remember.
Yeah.
Exactly. But yeah, it's pretty good. It can crack open things, especially now that a lot of what countered it is gone. Diggersby spamming knockoff, Weavile spamming knockoff, Durant spamming first impression. A lot of its big threats are gone, and it can take advantage of that really easily. And kind of like I said, a Gardevoir, but slightly more powerful. No, they have the same special attack, base 125, and
a little bulkier.
Yeah,
just bulkier. Yeah,
yep.
A nice,
just bulkier.
Chunky Gardevoir.
Mm-hmm. Thick, thick.
Do not Google this, children.
Do not, do not. And on that note, we are going to take a quick break and be back to you with the final two tiers and some other stuff. So we will be right back. Hey guys, Seth Philo cutting in to tell you about something awesome that I've been absolutely loving, Vite Ramen. If you guys know me, you know I have a borderline noodle addiction, and part of that love has always been a guilty pleasure for ramen. Well, Vite Ramen is ramen, but get this, it's actually good for you. You heard me right. The guys at Vite Ramen have spent years making ramen that's nutritionally complete, and I absolutely adore it. Each bowl has 30 grams of protein, which is more than your average protein shake, 7 grams of fiber, all 27 key vitamins and minerals that you need, and most importantly, tons of awesome flavor. Oh yeah, and did I mention it still only takes 4 minutes to prepare? It's basically still instant ramen. You can head over to viteramen.com and pick up soy sauce chicken, garlic pork, and my favorite, vegan miso flavors, as well as handy utensils and other such stuff. And here is the coolest part. At checkout, enter code PUCKLE, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. That's P-U-C-L, all caps, for a whopping 10% off. Anyway, I gotta get back to raiding, and you've got a show to finish. Catch you guys on the flip-flop.
Now it's time to see the results of this month's Blood, Sweat, and Tearing.
And welcome back. We are going to jump over the main tier that we really go over and talk about something that I'm a little bit excited about, because I haven't been able to be excited about this tier in a long time.
In years.
That tier in roughly 6 months or whatever I want to say math-wise.
6 months.
That is Ubers, because there are now, with Home, actually Pokemon to concern yourself about other than the big three from this gen. We have actual Uber-level threats other than Zacian, Zamazenta, and Eternatus up here. Thank goodness. It's actually a tier again.
Well, even before then, only S-tier of those was Eternatus. The other S-tiers you have were Corviknight and Gothitelle, because Shadow Tag is dumb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And important things to note, Dynamax is legal up here. I like to remind people, Shadow Tag is legal up here. So just a couple quick notes.
Ditto is always good up here.
Ditto is always good. But some of the Pokemon that we now have access to, there's a small list of them here. Mewtwo, Zekrom, Reshiram, Solgaleo, Lunala, Duskmane and Dawnwing's Necrozma, but not Ultra. Important to note.
So Duskmane, Necrozma.
And Marshadow. They are all back. They're all immediately deemed Ubers. Additionally, on top of that, we're going to go ahead and spoil the surprise that you all know. Melmetal and Kyurem Black and White are up here as well. Melmetal and Kyurem Black were recently banned from OU, so they are now pure Ubers. For the moment, that might change for Melmetal shortly, but
we'll get
that's
to that.
How it is right now. Yeah, we'll get there.
Yeah,
but that's some of the Pokemon on here, and I wanted to hit you guys with a trivia fact, because it's from Gen 1, and because Gen 1 things get like all of the moves. Did you know that Mewtwo gets Hurricane.
Well, of course.
As a TR.
I did not, and I am afraid Dynamax is legal on this tier.
You're on my train of thought.
Isn't Mewtwo the same as Mew where it gets all the moves?
No, it's not.
No.
Oh,
no, it is
never
not.
Never mind, I didn't know that. I just assumed they got everything.
It actually has a move pool restriction, unlike Mew.
So Mewtwo gets Hurricane, which means Mewtwo gets Airstream.
Well, yes. You can also go the other route, where it now has, what, stored power, cosmic power, and recover?
It had recover for a long time.
Yeah, but like stored power, cosmic power, recover, and then you can choose fourth move, and it can just sit there.
You can. It's an option.
I'm just naming other fun options.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's kind of the weird thing about up here. There's so many unexplored options and so many weird things.
Like we mentioned...
Especially...
I mean, the reason why Kyurem Black got banned from OU was because of Dragon Dance, which means Zekrom and Reshiram have Dragon Dance.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Zekrom can even use it.
I know.
Zekrom can. Reshiram can. It's got a decent enough attack. And Kyurem Black also now has access to Icicle Spear, which is its first physical stab move that isn't Freeze Shock.
And Ice Punch it got as well.
No, it didn't.
I don't think it did.
Ice not Ice Punch.
It did not get
it got
Ice
another
Punch.
One. It did get another one. I don't remember what it was, but it did get another one.
I don't believe it did.
I don't believe it did. I know that Icicle Spear was being run on.
Yes, it got Ice Beam.
That's the only
thing. Physical move that we all know
Glaciate,
and love called Ice Beam.
Sure.
Freeze Dry.
I must
was
be
one.
Forgetting something. We're good. All right.
But yeah, Kyurem Black, that was the reason it got banned, but it's pretty decent up here. But the problem it has here is there's a lot of steel up here. There's a lot of steel up here. Zacian Complete, or Crowned rather, is still incredibly good and a gigantic threat that you have to keep in mind.
Lunala is very good.
It is. It is really good, especially now that it has a couple more options than it did last gen because of the existence of heavy duty boots, which allow you to maintain Shadow Shield no matter what's on the field.
Yep.
So it can even be your defogger and roost and heal itself. It's hilarious. Do yourself a favor. Don't use Dawnwings, Necrozma.
No.
It sucks so much. It has some things it can do, I guess. It can stealth rock, but in pretty much every other way, it's
just
outclassed by Lunala base. It loses Shadow Shield, and Prism Armor's not as good because there's a lot of Ghost and Dark going on. Just don't use Dawnwings.
I'm sorry. And if you're if you're using Duskmane, just remember your third version ultra powerful monstrosity gets completely hardwalled by a regional bird.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Corviknight doesn't care about your god. Corviknight will sit there and you will like it.
Exactly. And it will pressure you to use up all of your moves. It is hardwalled by Corv, but that is a great new counter to Zacian.
Yes.
It now can't do like everything it wants to do. It has to actually consider things. And, you know, Sunsteel Strike hurts on that neutral defense.
Yeah, with all these dragons and psychic types showing up, that means Eternatus is not going to be nearly as good as it was, especially with Defog now being back on everything. Because I know one of the sets it used to run was for Toxic Spikes and just sit there and wall you.
Yep.
Yep. It's still good. It's just not omnipresent.
No.
And it was omnipresent.
Yes.
Yeah. And it actually brings a lot of interesting just new stuff with these Pokemon and their abilities to do stuff. Like, you mentioned Dragon Dance Zekrom earlier. That is a terrifying sweeper, especially if you just get one dance up, Dynamax to double your HP, and just go through anything. It's not like Shadow Shield's going to stop you if they try it, because you have Terravolt. You don't care about Shadow Shield.
Yeah, all you need is, what, Bolt Strike, Dragon Claw, or Outrage, and then insert third move of your choice here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's terrifying. And there's a lot of cool
It doesn't
stuff.
Get a flying coverage move for Airstream, right?
It might get Aerial
Ace. It gets Fly.
Oh! Yeah, then you might as well.
But if you're already setting up a Dragon Dance beforehand, you're just going to want to kill things,
though. Yeah.
You just want to get in and hit as hard as you can. So maybe, like, if it gets Shadow Claw, that might be useful.
You could set terrain to boost your stuff by 30%.
Oh, yeah. Yep. It sets its own terrain, like Reshiram would set its own sun.
Yep. Reshiram's also real good here, especially with things like Melmetal running around that like to throw out steel.
And Corviknight everywhere.
And Corviknight.
I believe it gets a physical fighting move as well.
Yeah, so but very possible. It Max Knuckle punch. Is just, it's a low power. It's not going to get you anything from
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the only physical fighting move, as I looked it over, is body press.
Oh, boy.
So don't do that.
No. But one fun thing you can do up here, you know, I like the spice rack. I'm going to pull something off. And this is something that's worthy of discussing here in the next tier that we're going to talk about, too. But not in the same way. And that is Venusaur with sun support. Because in other tiers, you can run it with growth and get the +2/+2. In Ubers, with Dynamax, you don't need to do that. You can just Dynamax, go for the Acid Downpour. Is that
yep.
the Z move?
Max Ooze.
Yep, Acid Down.
Max
Ooze. Max Ooze.
Acid Downpour is the Z move.
The Z move,
same
yeah.
thing.
You can do that. Crank your special attack up bit by bit. You have Weather Ball for Steel types. You have Earth Power for Steel types as well. And Reshiram and stuff like that. And Zekrom. There's a lot of options up here. And with Chlorophyll doubling your speed, you're faster than even things like Zacian, I believe. So it's great. It's a fun thing to do with Venusaur. Just all of a sudden, thick Venusaur out of nowhere. It's great.
And that brings us to the problem child.
That does. Everyone's favorite. Everyone's absolute favorite tier. The core of competitive battling.
Singles.
We are now in singles. Yeah, thank you.
First showdown.
We are now talking about the OU metagame, which has a lot of changes. A lot of changes, especially because you might have noticed that we have not discussed a handful of the 35 Pokemon brought over through home that were in the coding, that were there, that you think you might have used in lower tiers before, but we haven't mentioned them there. That's because the way they're doing it, everything starts in OU.
Mm-hmm.
So your Primarina, your Incineroar, your Necrozma,
all of the swords
your
of
regular
justice.
Base form Corsola. Yeah.
Your Rapidash.
Your Rapidash. Everything starts in OU, and it will make its way down as each tier shift happens. And yeah, so that's how it's going to start off. They'll all be UU next tier shift. They'll all, some will stay
yes.
there, and then it'll keep going organically. So yeah, all the new things are currently OU. And as we mentioned before, the biggest change is that we were this close to banning Arena Trap. This close, or at least starting a suspect for it. I believe that was what they were going to do. Then Home dropped.
And
we got Melmetal
like
and Kyurem. Yeah, that seemed like less important than Melmetal and Kyurem, which I don't blame them on.
Not
because those
bit.
Were just those were crazy. They have confirmed that Melmetal will be retested in the future, but right now they wanted to go ahead and get rid of it. It was a little bit too oppressive at the time. Let the meta kind of settle out. Figure out some other things, maybe figure out what they're going to do with Arena Trap before then, bring it back down once things have kind of started to settle out. So, of the Pokemon, there are a couple of notable things. Linian, what are a couple important Pokemon from that list of 35 that actually might stay OU?
The ones that might stay OU, we've got Kyurem, the normal dragon, not the fused ones, alone Kyurem.
I don't know if
we've
that'll
got,
stay.
It's kind of iffy. We've got the flinch hacks incarnate Jirachi. We've got the face of VGC Incineroar. Primarina, maybe. I'm less optimistic about it, but it's got options here. Zeraora, which I want to talk about in more detail later, but the one that we really have to address is Venusaur, who doesn't have a Mega anymore. It instead has the entirety of OU by the short hairs, and it's not letting go.
No, it's a Sun Sweeper again, like good old Gen 5, and it's scary. It got two new moves with this, Weather Ball and Earth Power, as you heard me mention earlier, and that's all it needed, because previously it was running things like Hidden Power Fire, which, you know, Hidden Power is gone, but now it's doubled in power, basically.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, that and when you have your Sunsetter being Torkoal 90% of the time, instead of 90. And it's just bulky, does not die, it can spin, it can set up rocks, it can toxic now. It's a lot more threatening than people realize.
And Heavy Duty Boots exist, so it is a viable spinner.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So yeah, Venusaur is scary. You need to check for it right now. A couple good ones are fire types in general. Kamo-O is good because Bulletproof blocks Sludge Bomb, which Venusaur is restricted to using. It does not get Wave, and it resists everything else except Earth Power. Rotom Heat is good. The only thing to be wary of is Venusaur is often run with Dugtrio, so be very careful of that, and your counter might not be a counter for very long. Another Pokemon trio, or I guess quartet, that's important is the Swords of Justice. Cobalion, Terrakion, Virizion, and Keldeo are all OU again at the moment.
Only two of them are worth talking about, though, for OU.
Two and a half, I would say, and that is Keldeo, Terrakion, and the half being Cobalion.
Cobalion, kind of.
It's going to fall to UU. It's going to stay UU. It's what UU is missing right now, and it doesn't provide anything that like something like Jirachi doesn't already have.
The only thing I would counter with is it's a resist to knockoff, and it also is another reason why not to run it. It's also a good Stealth Rock Setter and Volt Switcher.
Yes, it has potential. Feed for Conkeldurr.
Yeah, this may be stemming from my hate for Bisharp, but it's decent.
The others have the same resistance and Justified.
Yeah.
So. They don't resist Iron Head.
No, they don't.
Which is the only difference. But it has some use. I don't think it'll stay OU. But Terrakion, holy mackerel, is that terrifying.
I think Terrakion is, at the moment, my favorite thing to run from notable home boost.
Mm-hmm.
Justified, Swords Dance, and it has a great speed tier.
Yeah, yes, 108 it does. Is great.
So, I don't know, half the time it's like, oh, I'm going to set up the Swords Dance, and now you have nothing left. And even if they do, like, it's usually a Scarf Dragapult, and at that point, it can't kill you at full health.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So, and you have Earthquake that will kill it, Stone Edge that will definitely kill it, and Close Combat that's going to just eat everything.
Mm-hmm.
That isn't a Dragapult.
You're right.
Mm.
There's a couple things that hold Terrakion back. Right now, the biggest one is Dugtrio. So it takes a knockout. Dugtrio comes in. You can't do anything to it unless you are either Shed Shell or a +2 Life Orb Quick Attack.
Or Choice Terrakion. Band, I think.
No, not enough.
No, not actually.
Even after Rock?
Plus, if you just took a knockout with Quick Attack last turn and Dugtrio comes in, I guess, cool. Awesome. But if that's a...
You really showed them, bud.
You got
That's
em.
Why you Swords Dance, Life Orb, Quick Attack.
Nah, you run Shed Shell. It's better because it really sucks to be stopped by Aegislash.
Yep.
That's very
so
true.
You Shed Shell Terrakion until Dugtrio gets banned.
It needs one more move.
Tip. Yeah. And that could be Stealth Rock or Swords Dance. It's a good Stealth Rock Setter, too, because nothing wants to stay in. Mm-hmm. And it's a good knockoff deterrent. Run it with Corsola. Ha ha ha. Not really. Don't do that.
Don't, no.
No. I'm not sure if you guys have played any Keldeo, but I've been very underwhelmed with it.
Incredibly underwhelmed. The fact that Dracovish exists and everybody is scared to death of Dracovish and runs a water absorber on every team invalidates Keldeo, as well as the fact that Toxapex exists. So,
yep,
it's not as good. It's still going to stay OU because it's too much for lower tiers, and it can have its moment, especially with specs.
I can see it going to UUBL, like dropping down by technicality and then getting banned out of it. That's what I see happening.
Yeah, I could see that, but the fact that everyone is way overprepared for Dracovish indirectly hurts Keldeo. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And even Seismitoad runs, you know, pure physical defensive set so that if it absorbs a move from Dracovish that is not Ficious Rend, it can take it. And Secret Sword, as you may recall, hits physical defense. So
yep.
It kind of yep, sucks just, even more. Mm-hmm. So
there is one thing I want to gush about, and I didn't mention it too much, but Zeraora.
Go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Go
Zeraora
for it.
Is so
that's
good.
Godly.
I like how it doesn't only run electric move.
Yeah. Zeraora was a Pokemon that last generation I used in the draft league, and I was like, this is really good. I'm sorry that it's missing one move. Its move pool is good, but not amazing. It's missing, like, one move, and I guess the meta's just not right for it. The meta is right for it, and it is time to kill. It doesn't need a scarf to be the fastest thing alive. It's got knockoff.
It outspeeds Dragapult.
Uh-huh. It's got knockoff. It's got close combat. It's got grass knot. It's got play rough. It's got plasma fists if you, for some reason, run a stab move, because why would you ever do that, am I right?
Electric is good because Corviknight exists.
Yes.
So I will say that.
It's more of a joke. But,
yeah.
Man, Zeraora has Volt Absorb. Mostly niche until you call someone pulling a Volt Switch, and then they're just stuck.
Yeah.
Yep.
They'll have to hard switch, and you've got to turn with something very fast and very threatening, and they're on the back foot. Like, it's hard to hate.
The only problem I've had with Zeraora is that it doesn't deal enough damage for me.
It's oftentimes just short.
Yeah.
I've had that experience too.
Yeah.
I tried running it, and I eventually switched to something else.
So unless you're running,
I can't
like,
decide
bulk up or something on it, I feel like it's still missing.
I've seen bulk up. I've seen Choice Band, Life Orb. I've seen Bulk Up. It's mixed. It's weird.
I personally have been seeing some success. I have been running a set I think is suboptimal. I don't think it's the best one out there. However, because it's a little off meta, I've been having success. I have been running the Bulk Up strat, and I've been running it Play Rough, Plasma Fist, because that team gets shredded by Corviknight Stall. And then sometimes Drain Punch are just kind of seasoned to taste there. Close combat, knockoff.
Yeah.
You have options. But I've been having success because most people assume they can take it, or they switch because they know they can't, and there I'm now, I hit whatever they thought could just barely survive. Now I've got a plus one to my attack, and mm-hmm. I can get up to a plus two if they're greedy. So it works for me. It's not going to work for everyone. But I love it. I'm so glad that it's in OU.
See, yeah, and it's good.
Well, last year it was missing like that one thing that was like it was missing a move or two. In this generation, you want to run so many other moves. Because Seismitoad is around so much, you want to be running that Grass Knot.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like the amount of times I've lost my Seismitoad to a random Grass Knot, and I'm like, wait, is this Grass Knot now?
Right? And close combat. What the heck?
Zeraora went from suffering from not quite enough coverage to suffering four move slot syndrome real hard.
Yeah, it really did.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic. So yeah, some other things that got knockoff specifically that I want to hit on. We've mentioned Bisharp, and Weavile now technically is up here because BL. Other ones that are notable are Clefable, Mamoswine, Conkeldurr.
I love Conkeldurr.
Toxapex and Seismitoad. They've all been known to run knockoff in the past, and if you have another Stealth Rock Setter, run it on Seismitoad. Toxapex used to use it over Toxic or Toxic Spikes just to be an item remover. Clefable is hilarious because you just whittle them down. And what normally likes to switch into Clefable, like the thing that I'm going to pull off the spice rack here in a minute, would absolutely hate getting hit by a knockoff. So, ugly, nasty stuff. And some other things, Defog is back, like we've mentioned. All the Rotoms have it. They have it in addition to Toxic, so Rotom Heat can do a little bit more than just Nasty Plot. It can actually viably run a defensive set. Mantine gets Defog, and it's another option as a Water Absorber for stopping that Dracovish slash Keldeo. Pelipper gets Defog so it can support rain even more. Hydreigon gets it if you really want mm-hmm. it. Togekiss gets it in addition to mm-hmm. Roost if you really want it. You can run defensive Togekiss again. There's some options. Kamo-O is also a god. It can do everything. Like,
yes.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's good on offense. It's good on balance. It's good on stall.
It's good on angsty fire wizards. It's good on everything.
It is. It can go straight offensive with Belly Drum or the Throat Spray Clangorous Soul set.
Yeah, I love that. See, it's such a weird set, but I love it.
The only problem with it is that it's four times weak to Fairy. And with Clefable and Sylveon doing so well in the tier already.
Yeah.
And even Togekiss. Togekiss is doing really well. Hatterene. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm thinking of just the big fairies that you see. It's like, well, these are the things you have to be running one of them. Yeah, even Zeraora with it or Grimmsnarl. Anything that has a fairy move can do a lot of damage to it. And if you don't have one, you better hope you have a Toxic or another really strong special attacker.
Yeah, it's great. And my favorite set, because I am me, and I talked about Body Press earlier, it's got base 125 defense, which is its highest stat.
Uh-huh.
So you run Stealth Rock, it's your rock setter, and you can run it with a lot of defense, Impish Nature, and just enough speed to outrun Aegislash. And you run Stealth Rock, Earthquake to hit that Aegislash, Body Press, and Iron Defense. Iron Defense is hilarious because it's like a sword stance at the same time as it being defense.
But it's just for that one move.
It's kind of stupid. Yeah. But it's great, and you get stab on Body Press, and it's hilarious. You can actually use it as a check to Dracovish, in a sense, maybe.
Kind of
fun. Kind of. You have to kind of call it and have a defense up, but Swords Dance Body Press onto a Dracovish sounds just gross. Kamo-o is great, and like we mentioned earlier, it's a great Venusaur counter, throw in some Wish support, and you've got a Pokemon. It's great.
Venusaur check.
I feel like OU right now is just a matter of, all right, I have my threat. How do you check it? And, you have this check? Great. If I get rid of it, then what happens? It's just a matter of, all right, we have these. It's like you're playing a smaller version of chess in my mind, where it's you have less pieces and you have to figure out which ones survive.
Mm-hmm. You have less pieces and you don't know which pieces your opponent is going to bring.
And they're all queens.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
It's great.
This completely fell apart, but it was completely accurate.
Yes.
Absolutely. Just like OU. Hey.
Anyway.
So I want to pull one thing off the spice rack that is also a Venusaur counter. I would say counter in this case. And that is special defensive Restock Centiscorch. I've been gushing about this so hard in the Smogon thread on Discord. So if you've seen me there, you know what I'm talking about. It's hilarious. Oh my gosh. It's a knockoff spammer, first of all. It's got Rest Talk, so it doesn't care about Subtoxic Aegislash, or really any status in general. It's got Flash Fire, so it doesn't care about Rotom Heat, doesn't care about Venusaur with Weather Ball. You can just sit in and absorb it. And then Fire Lash is fantastic because it lowers the defense, and the more you sit in on Centiscorch, the more damage you take. It is a Clefable killer at its core, because Clefable will run...
I was unaware. Continue.
Yeah. Haha, that's an ability Clef gets now, by the way.
Yeah.
Its hidden ability is back. Hooray. But, yeah, you sit in on Clefable, and you just keep fire lashing it, knock off its item so it can't recover health as easily, and it can't do anything back to you, because if it Thunder Waves, cool, rest. If it Moon Blasts, cool, rest. It's just gross.
Yeah.
I love it. And people don't know what to do with it either. The one thing I fear is Terrakion, because you might accidentally give it a justified boost, but small price to pay.
Who needs a life orb when you get knocked off, then you can Swords Dance in something's face?
Yeah. God.
Small price to pay for salvation.
Hashtag big yikes.
Snap. Speaking of salvation, here's some other thing off the spice rack, because I saw this being hyped, and it was just too much.
I don't think it works.
It really has to be specific, but it's got a lot of potential, and that is Galarian Weezing with Neutralizing Gas as the ability. Specifically because there's a lot of fear of Conkeldurr right now, and if you walk in on a Conkeldurr, you don't care about Guts. Guts is turned off. It doesn't do as much damage. Facade does a little bit, because that's just kind of how the move works, but the Guts boost isn't active. It also works on Obstagoon. Sorry, Linian.
Hey, you mean me, Claude?
Both of us, honestly.
Both of you. Another weird thing that it does, it's a fantastic Toxic Spike setter, because it poisons Rotom.
Yeah, it does.
As they come in, it neutralizes Levitate, and it poisons them. It also poisons and makes suffer Clefable, because it disables Magic Guard, so they take the poison and are damaged
by
it.
So the only issue, and the real only issue that I think prevents this, and this is why it's on the spice rack, is Corviknight.
True.
Because it comes in freely every time and defogs it away. And you sit there and you wonder, what can I do to this? Maybe I can Will-O-Wisp, but Corviknight doesn't care.
Yeah, it kind of you could also Fire Blast it, but it will pressure stall you out of all of those. So you run it with Bisharp.
There we go.
And pray the Corviknight doesn't have Body Press. Oof. But it might.
Body Press Corviknight is the best
Corviknight
solution.
Yeah.
As the best friend of Dapper Weezing. But at the same time, I don't really like this. I feel there are just too many ways to smack it for death.
Yeah.
Hashtag Earthquake.
There are. Yeah.
Like Excadrill can come
on
in
the topic of
and
Earthquake,
just kill it.
Excadrill can. But on the topic of Earthquake, you might think, oh crap, it's trapped by Dugtrio. Yet another thing that's trapped by Dugtrio. No.
It's not. Neutralizing
no,
gas.
No, it is not. Neutralizing gas prevents Arena Trap. It's just fun to turn abilities off, and if you really want to be spicy, it's kind of cool. Again, pair it with Wish. It does have Pain Split, but it's kind of unreliable. I would not use this as your defogger. It's got four move slot syndrome as is, and a lot of things that set hazards just don't care about this, so I wouldn't use it as your defogger. Pair it with something else that does that better.
It has an alternative healing move, an Explosion. It doesn't heal you, but it heals. It's a functional heal.
Whenever
you send out, it has more hit points.
Yeah, it's a pivot move.
If something happens and you're faster than the defogger and you explode, they don't defog.
Mm-hmm. It's a very good strategy and not at all me making a joke. No, this is absolutely what you should be doing.
100%.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's the reason lead Excadrill runs Steel Beam for that exact same reason.
It does.
But anyway.
I am the rat poison in the spice in the spice rack. You're not supposed to put me in there.
Sometimes
I guess
it works.
You can.
But anyway, that's just a couple spicy things. There's a lot that's going to be happening in the next couple of months as people figure this out, and then we'll all be thrown again once DLC round one comes out. So it'll be great. We're getting Volcarona at least, so that'll be
crazy.
We'll
see if that survives OU.
Yeah, it'll be fun. But that's kind of a quick recap of every single tier that we currently have at the moment and how it's currently sitting, what kind of effect home had on it. We hope you enjoyed that part of it, and we are going to hit you with an OU team here when we are back.
And now it's time for Team of the Episode.
And we are back with Team of the Episode, and this is something that I have been having a blast with. It's my own personal team. Hooray! It's not one that we had to dig up off of some thread on Smogon because we saw a cool trend. This is me trying to figure out home, and I'm going to start off with the baby that I gushed about just moments ago, Centiskorch. It's got heavy-duty boots because what other item would you run on a quad rock weak Pokemon? The ability is Flash Fire, EVs are max HP, max almost, special defense, and 20 speed, which is just enough to outrun Corviknight with no speed investment. It's got a careful nature with Fire Lash, Knock Off, Rest, and Sleep Talk. You are bulky, you knock things off, you get rid of their items, you counter Clefable, you counter a lot of things. Venusaur, it's so cool. And Flash Fire on this thing is fantastic. Like, Rotom Heat is everywhere. It doesn't care about Rotom Heat. And you just heal. Oh, I love Centiskorch. It's such a cool Pokemon. And type-wise, some things that it's weak to are rock, water. Those are the big two. So what better to throw on here than a Ferrothorn, which resists both of those. It's got Leftovers as its ability. Pardon me, its item. Obviously, Iron Barbs as its ability. This one is running maximum HP, maximum defense with just the leftover dropped in special defense, Impish Nature with the move set of Spikes, Knock Off, because Knock Off everywhere, Knock Everything Off, Leech Seed to heal, and Body Press Ferrothorn, which is hilarious because it's got better coverage than Power Whip, and it won't miss on you on the turn that you need it to hit, which has happened to me way too much. It does make it slightly weaker to Seismitoad, but it's likely going to switch out of you anyway, and you can just spam knockoff, spam leech seed, and use the opportunity to set spikes. So who cares? It's not staying in on you anyway until it figures out what you are. By then, you've taken advantage of it. It's fantastic. It sets spikes. It makes your job easier. So, Claude, what's the next two?
So the next two we have, we're going to start with the two squishy boys of the team, one being Clefable, which I've loved in the pre-home meta, and I don't like as much because it's more defensively this time. So Clefable, run with a Life Orb, the ability Magic Guard. EVs being max HP are 252 HP, 252 defense, Bold Nature with the last four in speed, hoping just to outspeed any other Clefables that don't run any speed. Zero attack IVs with the moveset of Moonblast, Soft Boiled, which it gets thanks to Home, Stealth Rock, and Thunder Wave.
And I'm going to jump in and say that its item is actually Leftovers, not
Life Orb. Did I say Life Orb?
Oops. Give me credit credit is due.
I'm used to Life Orb Clef.
I know, exactly.
I wish it was Life Orb Clef. I miss Life Orb Clef. Yeah. Anyways.
This helps. This is a Terrakion check, basically.
Yes. It's there to sit, take all these physical attackers, Thunder Wave the speedy mons, Soft Boiled against them, set up rocks, and click Moonblast. And it is fat, it does not like to die, and you better be running a good steel type, or poison type. The other kind of wall core this goes with is Gastrodon with Leftovers, the ability Storm Drain, 252 HP, 104 defense, and 152 special defense with a Calm nature. This is your primary switch in for Dracovish, because if you don't have something that is immune to Vicious Rend, you lose. Most times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep, and the moves are Scald, Recover, Earth Power, and Toxic. You're choosing Earth Power over Earthquake because Burn is a thing, and a lot of Rotoms like to burn. And Earth, I think there's just a lot more defense mons than there are special defense mons out there.
And while it's a bit niche, you really want Storm Drain for the water immunity, you know, for the Wrens and things. If you do pick up a special attack boost, hey, now Earth Power gets that too.
Yes.
Yep.
That does help with it. I think after one boost, you can pretty much 1v1 a Corviknight with Scald if you get lucky with a burn.
Yeah.
And you're like, but you need like one burn and like four or five Scalds.
Yeah. And it will pressure you, so you have to be careful with that game.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
So, Linnean, take us home.
So I had to do the only two attacking mons to physically get myself through this without vomiting. So
you're telling me.
I'm sorry I do this to you too.
So the first is a attacking mon that still stalls by making the opponent not get to play the game. It's Jirachi. It is running a choice scarf to outspeed and make everything cry because, you know, you can win 60% coin flips 100% of the time if you're a monster. It runs Iron Head. It runs Fire Punch to get rid of those annoying Ferrothorns. It runs Iron Head to flinch you. It runs U-Turn to bounce out. And it runs Healing Wish because sometimes some of your Pokemon get hurt. So it's okay if you're Seth Philo to murder something doing honest, like attacking, in order to resurrect something that had been crippled before.
Yes. I can confirm this has happened.
If Jirachi is not the answer to your problem, but your answer is mostly dead, you can bring it back. It's an undo button. Mm-hmm. Then, lastly, we have a very tricksy Dragapult. This Dragapult is running Infiltrator, 4 defense, 252 special attack, 252 speed, timid, nothing too crazy, holding a spell tag, which is a little weird, with Draco Meteor, Hex, U-Turn, and Willow. Now here's the trick. You need to fake specs. people need to think that you're specs. If they think you're specs, they will make bad decisions and you will obliterate them.
How does spell tag make you people think that you're specs?
If they're not paying attention to their calc, if you're switching out after one move, if you're clicking U-turn at first.
And most of the time that's what you're doing is just bouncing with U-turn and not taking life orb damage and not healing leftovers. So if all they see is U-turn and meteor, and you only use meteor at the right times, they'll probably just assume it's a specs because that's most common.
And then they've got their little burned wall, but it's going to be... And then he just hacks and it just dies. And they go, oh no! Oh no!
Yep. And with Clef and Gastro poisoning and paralyzing the rest of their team, in addition to your Will-O-Wisp, you have a good time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you use a total sucker punch to trick them into knowing what they're dealing with. It's technical. But if you can pull it off, it has high returns. If you want to swap this out for a Specs Pult, the skill cap is going to be lower. The skill floor is going to be lower, but I think you can do some more shenanigans with the spell tag. I think it's probably... It's going to have more utility, but there's no shame in doing something with less mind games if you're learning.
Oh yeah, for sure. You could also swap the Gastro to a Seismitoad and take rocks off Clefable. Have some fun there. There are options to mess around with this team. Jirachi may not be the best, but it's still something to remind people that it exists and have them respect it, because Ironhead wins games.
And Serene Grace, you know, got to get that 20% fire punch burn.
Oh, yeah.
Dang right. On an Aegislash with a choice band? Heck yes. But
like with all of Seth's teams, the disclaimer is that this is not for the beginner.
And not for someone who wants a quick game.
No. Be prepared to spend maybe 5 to 10 minutes on Showdown with one match to try and figure out how you're going to win.
It'll be fun. It's going to be fun. It'll be okay. And you've got to predict. Like, the biggest thing that I'm afraid of with this team is Terrakion. Because, especially if it's Swords Dance, if I call it wrong, I lose. But if I call it right, I don't allow this Terrakion to set up. So, that's a thing. Like, I posted a replay in the Smogon thing that I slapped it with Body Press while it was setting up a Swords Dance because it was confident. Then it thought, okay, I'm at +2. I'll knock this Ferrothorn back. In comes Dragapult. Knock it out. So you have to be very careful.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And that is the team. And that wraps up February's edition of the Battlecast. Thank you for listening. We hope you had a good time. We hope you enjoyed our analysis of what home has brought to us so far. If you like what you heard, there's plenty more Puckle you can get. There's other shows on this feed, the Puckle Plus feed, like the TCG Cast and Linnean's Game Corner.
You should listen to that.
You should.
Now.
Yeah. It's great. Leave me here right now and go listen to that. And
go listen to Seth.
Yeah, actually. I'll be on that one soon. It's great. Other things, if you don't know about it, I don't know how you wouldn't know about it, but, you know. There's the main Puckle feed that comes out every Monday.
What?
So join us there. That's
really?
I know. Yeah, it's crazy. In addition to that, there is stuff on our YouTube channel. Just look up Puckle. We're there. There's also stuff on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram as well that you can join in. We're actually hosting a giveaway right now as of time of recording. So come in and join that fun. And the best place to go for all sorts of stuff is Discord. That's where all of us hang out. That's where tournaments are organized. That's the place to go if you want to really be involved with the community at large. And if you want to support the show in another way other than just listening and being a part, there's a couple ways you can do that. We have a Patreon you can donate to. We appreciate every cent that you give us. It goes right back into the community to make things better. We have a store that you can buy cool merch from. At the moment, I believe it's still TeePublic. If not, it's in the link.
Seth and I have been making this joke for 6 months.
It's still funny. That's because it'll change someday. And because it's me on a show and we're talking about supporting Puckle, you can grab some Vite Ramen using code Puckle for 10% off your order, and you can get some awesome ramen out of it. I love this stuff. I had it for emergency lunch the other day. And I love it. But anyway, that wraps up February's Battlecast. Thank you guys for being on the show with me. So thank you, Claude. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Linian.
Goodbye.
And we will catch you guys next month. See you on the flip.
Peace.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.